is a movie banter preview.
Mini banter.
Little mini banter.
Mini banter.
Mini movie banter.
Baby MMB. Banter.
Mm.
So we're like 67 and a half.
I don't, yeah, it could be 67.5.
Yeah, I reckon so. Yeah,
but it's, I think weirdly, we should start with it's one. More.
Start with one again. So
banter, yeah. Preview one.
Oh.
But it's more, rather than 67 and a half, it's more sort of, you know, 60, sub 68, if that makes sense.
Well, in that case, it's the German 68 and a half, isn't it? That what they do? Oh, that's timing. They do, instead of saying 5:30, they'd say, what we say is 5:30, they say it's 6:30, because they go 5:30 to 6:00.
Ah, yes, well,
it's a bit like that.
Fair enough.
So we are 5:30 to 68.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 67.5 will probably
I think it's easier, isn't it? It's
yeah.
easier.
Yeah.
But put it, we're nearer 68 than 67, so this isn't a bonus. We're not going to talk about any stuff from 67, because...
Yeah, we've done that. It's in the past.
It's in the past. Yeah. Move on. Forget about it.
Yeah, this is more of a preview for 68.
Indeed.
Just because we're doing every 2 weeks, but we thought we could, you know, on the off weeks, just chip in with a little thing.
I'm Paul Carenza, by the way.
I'm John Sands.
No, I'm Jennifer Masters.
Jennifer's doing little punching motions
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Jennifer's trying to...
I'm living it.
Yeah, living
Jennifer's
it.
Jennifer's yeah.
smack us both in the face.
Indeed.
But yeah, it's just a look at upcoming films
yeah.
that we're probably going to talk about next
probably
time.
Probably next time. Mm-hmm. We'll probably
assuming we see them. Or if nothing else, just giving you advice about, you know, films
yeah.
that are coming out you might want to go and see.
Now, this is only the UK, of course. I mean, different films are on different countries.
True.
So
I
good
mean,
luck to
the bigger
you.
Films will be sort of worldwide.
Good luck to you. But, yes. So you might have even had this. Like, for example, the bad, as we would say, the bad lieutenant.
Yes.
Or the bad lieutenant, if, you know, you pronounce it correctly. Port of Call, New Orleans.
Yes, which I think has been out in America ages ago.
Exactly. So we get it now.
Along similar, I was in the cinema this week, and there was a very group of annoying youths in front of us, but all quite posh, but pretending they weren't.
Right.
And one of them was talking about going to see Kick-Ass. Yes. But he said, oh, should we go and see Kick-Ass?
Oh, no.
Thought that just sounds wrong.
That is wrong, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Kick some ass.
Yes. But yeah, Bad Lieutenant, this is meant to be. It's weird, because it sounds like it should be a weird and wrong and crazy remake, and why would they bother? But it's getting absurdly good reviews.
I heard
as just
things,
being a
yeah.
work of mad genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Nicolas Cage being the titular Bad Lieutenant.
Indeed.
And just going proper nuts.
Yeah. Well, the original, it's worth saying, the original, of course, was Harvey Keitel, wasn't
yes.
it? As the Bad Lieutenant. And, yeah, which I haven't seen, actually. I can't mean to...
No, I've seen,
no,
I've seen bits
seen
of it.
I've seen,
it's often on TV. I've seen the very end, so I know how it ends, but don't really know what leads up to it. But, yeah, this is, I think it's more of a sort of a stylistic remake rather than actual
yeah,
remake.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it connects at all with
no.
the characters. So,
but yeah, so worth a look, apparently.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I hear good things. And it's sort of an odd one, because it's got two subtitled things in this. You know, the Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, - New Orleans. It's got a - and a colon. It's very confusing
Ooh.
As a title. You know.
He's had surgery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's got a semicolon.
See, also, I saw you did that on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, sorry
I was,
about that.
Side. Also, Street Dance 3D, which I'm only throwing out because I've seen the trailer.
We're not going to review this on the
show. Oh, no,
we won't talk any more of this.
No.
Jen might. Okay.
It looks like a half decent 3D, you know, effort.
I just imagine lots of performing arts students and girls and kids who are learning dance will probably enjoy it very much.
Oh yeah,
I'm
probably.
Sure.
But it's not for me and Paul, at least.
No, but I'm sure it'd be wonderful examples of what young kids can do dance-wise. I'm sure it'll be great.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it'll be a very good example of dancing stuff, but as a film it might not really hang out.
I saw that film Step Up, which
yeah,
seemed to be a
like
bit
that.
Like that.
It looks like a British Step Up.
It didn't do it for me, really.
But the trailer did make me sort of laugh, because it's the gist seems to be it's like a ballet school and street dance school, and they collide to fuse.
Yeah.
Except all of the street dance, you know, hip kids, you know, streetwise, rough and ready, are all blatantly RADA trained.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
trying to look a bit street rough. And it's like, no, you're not fooling anyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be ridiculous, but I'm sure it'll work for people interested in
that. I just love the fact the trailer gets about 2 minutes in with, you know, we've seen the street guys dancing and we've seen the ballets dancing and they're both sharing a room. It's only about 2 minutes in that you sort of have that little snippet of a conversation where someone says, what, you mean do street and ballet together? Well, we thought that 2 minutes ago at the start of the trailer. You know,
yeah, but the thing is, it doesn't even look as if they do that. It's like, do them together. Or we can just do your stuff, because we require years of training.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, this is what you can do. You can knock off in an afternoon.
Yeah. clearly, yeah. Quite right.
Let's do that.
It's clearly going to be the ballet people do a bit of street dancing.
Yeah.
So the street dancers aren't going to do any ballet.
No.
There's none of that.
Not a
there's none of that at all.
Yeah. So on that kind of want to go and see.
Well,
see
yeah. And it's in 3D as well.
Yeah.
Which means if you want to dance in the cinema, you can. They
right.
just join in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although our cinema, the Odeon, has started, because it used to be 3D tickets cost £2, and now they're going to cost £1. but you buy the glasses for £1 and then you keep them. And if you bring your own next time, then you don't. You just pay £1 extra. Which makes more sense. Yeah. It means there's slightly more reason to keep them.
I kept them anyway.
Well, so did I.
Well, yeah, there's no point to keep. There's no point keeping them because you always got new ones.
But now I've saved myself £1.
Hey.
Well, that's very true. Fair enough.
Brilliant. No, and the other ones, I don't think this is not going to go outside the UK, this film, because it's all British, by the way. Right. And I don't think it will sell well enough. But it's the poster says it also features flawless diversity and George Sampson. And if they mean nothing to you as film stars, that's because they're not. They all won Britain's Got Talent, or came second in Britain's Got Talent. So, you know, this is a film really with... You know, the supporting cast are picked by Simon Cowell and Piers Morgan, and you know,
it does seem like, is it made by them?
I don't think so. I think what it is they had this dance film ready to go and then thought no one's going to see it, are they? Because they only dance people they know are the ones on Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. Yes,
they're all looking for work.
They're all available. Exactly. Pando's not till Christmas. Let's do it now.
That's all this week. But then next week we've got Prince of Persia. I saw a new trailer recently which actually won me over slightly.
See,
more
I'm quite looking forward to it. I want it to fill the gap in a way that The Mummy and you know what,
sort of action,
Indiana Jones
action
failed
adventure,
to bring
modern enjoyable action adventure, not necessarily classic but you know, good watchable thing.
The thing is, the Prince of Persia, I'm not a gamer particularly. The last time I saw Prince of Persia was on the Game Boy type thing.
Yes.
So I'm imagining that it's just going to be Jake Gyllenhaal doing lots of sideways running, and then jumping on a thing,
walking slowly along a corridor, and then suddenly getting stabbed to death by spikes.
Pretty much.
And then that's the credits roll.
I've not seen the game,
so. The modern ones are all very sort of parkour, running up walls and back clicking off stuff.
Fair enough.
But again, it's kind of like this could be. It's not going to be a spectacular film, almost certainly, but it could be at least a reasonable video game convert, because the basic premise is loose enough that you can do something with it.
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, Tomb Raider was a little bit too restricted, whereas Prince of Persia is slightly more open.
I'm not going to rush it. It's not my film, I'll give it a go all around. I don't know.
Yeah. See, The Losers, you're getting mediocre reviews. Looks like it's a sub-A-team.
Yeah.
But it kind of looks fun as well. Could work.
Really split the audience on that week, because Sex and the City 2 is out the same day. So, you know, one half go to see The Losers, one half go to Sex and the City 2, kids go and see Prince of Persia. Fantastic.
Exactly. Everyone's happy. The kids can go and see Tooth Fairy, starring The Rock.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. What are you doing with yourself? You were meant to be the next Arnie, and now I think he's become the next Arnie, but he's condensed his career. He's gone straight from reasonable action. He's gone from reasonable action. He's with the place about 3 years. He's gone straight into bog standard kiddie comedy.
It's not good, is it?
Oh no.
Well, that's for the older kids. For the younger kids, you've got Space Chimps 2: Zartog Strikes Back.
Yeah, I didn't see the first one.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I think we're now starting to run out of mainstream.
I don't know who Zartog is, to be honest. So
he's
going to strike back.
It's a bit like the Empire.
Yeah.
Zartog's Empire. Yeah.
So
I think that's.
I suppose I should probably mention that Sexton 2 is, you know, a bit more, but I didn't see the first one. So
that's because you're not really a girl. You're basically a bloke.
One day I would like to see it, but this one I can't imagine that the first one was that brilliant to really warrant.
No. It made a lot of money.
Well, hence the second one.
The numbers add up.
And it looks like it's all going to be a bit sandy, doesn't it?
Yes.
This summer.
Sex and the City 2, The Sands of Time.
Hell of a compliment.
Sarah Jessica Parker on a spike. There, I'd watch that.
Oh.
No, just not a massive spike, just through her foot.
just a light.
Oh, a killer.
just a light.
Just want to disable her. What's wrong with that?
Oh, we're gonna get complaints.
Really? She doesn't listen.
This is only meant to be a short one. It now may not go out at all.
Oh dear.
I think on that bombshell through the foot.
It's not libelous, is it? I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it's libelous. I think it's worth clarifying. You're not actually intending
I'm just saying I'd like to see it in a film.
Right. Oh, that's on fine. A film. Oh,
you're not in real life.
I assumed you meant reality.
I'm not a sick puppy.
You said Sarah Jessica Parker. You didn't say a character name.
I don't know our character. What's it called?
Carrie. So you do know.
Yeah. Carrie. She ends up covered in blood and has got psycho powers that can tear her friends apart.
Thing. Yeah.
Then she gets a spy through her foot. It's hilarious.
Carry on, Carrie.
It's a mishap with the stiletto. It's just terrible.
It's quite wrong.
Yeah.
The other two which are out is...
She went the wrong way up.
That's what it is. It's a stiletto. That's all it is. Stiletto-based incident.
Anyway.
The other two, Wreck 2 as well, which if you liked...
Well, I didn't see the first one. It was meant to be very good.
Quarantine was the US remake. And also, it's not listed here, but Cop Out is also out on the weekend.
Yes.
So that's the new Kevin Smith buddy movie with Bruce Willis. And... Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. Tracy Morgan, yeah, that was it, yes.
Yeah. Weirdly, yeah, the trailer looks quite average, actually, to be
honest.
Well,
yeah, it's a weird one, because lots of... Kevin Smith was ranting against people on his Twitter feed, and there's one film reviewer I follow on Twitter called, I think it's like FilmFan1971, something like that, who's a reviewer for This Is London website,
okay,
and the Telegraph, or, yes, 8 Paper. And he was on Twitter saying, oh, is it a 2 or is it a 3 out of 5? Really want to give a half, but he doesn't. And he said he ended up rounding up.
Right.
Because that's what he generally does, he round up. And that seems to be fair. I mean, I think its main crime is being quite average. It's not an appalling film, but lots of reviews in America say, oh, it's an appalling mess of a film. Why, anyway? And apparently, it really isn't that bad. It's just not very good. Right, and so, but critics are laying it because it's Kevin Smith and they like
it. Well, I know, yeah. Well, Kevin Smith made a nice...
But he didn't write it.
He made a nice preemptive strike on Twitter. He said, hooray, Cop Out opens in the UK next week. Fantastic. Now it can be lambasted and hated on 2 continents. So imagine other directors would come in saying, yes, my new film is hitting town soon. Go see it. He's already saying, everyone thinks it's rubbish. But never mind.
Yeah, but it does. I mean, I'll wait until I see it. But it does sound like, generally, if almost all critics really slag off a film, I assume they're just jumping on a hating bandwagon rather than anything actually being that awful.
Well, time will tell. We'll review on the next podcast and tell you what we think then. And if you want to tell us now, this is your chance to actually get in touch so you can contribute before we've even said the thing. Absolutely. So, podcast@moviebanter.co.uk. If you have seen any of those films, then do tell.
Yes. Or on Twitter, which is @moviebanter, or on Facebook. Just look for Movie Banter on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Thank you for listening.
Short and sweet, wasn't it? 12 minutes.
Bargain. There you go. So more. Yeah, we'll have another, extra half hour, of course, for next week. So don't worry. It's not going to be an ongoing 10-minute-long podcast.
No, this is just a mini banter. Mini preview.
Mini banter.
Yes. There you are. Yes.
It's just reminded me of a line from Four Lions, which is entirely wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Carry on.
There you go.
Anyway,
good.
We'll see you all.
You'll have to guess what that is.
Yes.
Yes.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.